but my call is Alpha Golf 5 Sierra Uniform.
AG5SU.
Alpha Golf 5 Sierra Uniform.
Alrighty, well, you're in Jacksonville, Arizona. And again, thank you for your service. What branch did you serve in, over?
Roger that. It's Arkansas, not Arizona. But anyways, I was in the Air Force for 9 years, Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and Grenada.
Well, thank you for your service. I say this with great respect. My son was a United States Marine, and he always called us a chair for us because you had such nice facilities, such good food, and an actual indoor place to take a crap.
That's right, and we get to go home after work sometimes.
Well, kind of.
Yeah, there are those days, but again, thank you. As I said, he loved when the Air Force was around because the internet worked. He got to sit on a toilet. I'll never understand why Marines dig square holes to crap in. Wouldn't it be easier just to dig a round hole, over?
Well, that depends on how many people you got standing up above you telling you how to dig it.
Well, he after 10 years of service, he was one of the youngest gunnery sergeants for the Corps in Special Operations Command, so he wasn't digging anymore, but I always thought that was odd. And he never could give me an answer.
I never thought about it, to be truthful. But you're right. I think the whole time I was in, I always had toilet paper anyways, I think. Always had the inside of an MRE bag to wipe with, if nothing else. A lot of people call it the chair force, C-H-A-A-A-I-R. But there's a lot of times, you don't know how many times, I slept under a bench wearing a Kim gear with a M16 even.
Yep, there's nothing pleasant about being in another country and being in a conflict. So, but again, thank you for your service. He dealt with the Afghanistan National Army trying to teach them to defend their own country. And unfortunately, they wiped with their left hand. So you never let them put their hands in your chew. Over.
Oh, yeah, I understand, and that's, that'd be like teaching, I know what he went through, it's like teaching somebody with no teeth that never had teeth what a toothbrush is. They do not have a clue.
Yep, that is a true statement, so. Alrighty, sir, I put you in the log, and ride along with us. If you got some comments, we would love to hear them, and Mr. Jesse, the other gentleman, is going to be the net control tonight. So we're going to kick off here in about 3 minutes.
All right. It's a pleasure to join up with you and talk to you. And if we're ever close by and we're interfering, just like you guys did tonight, send an emissary over and let us know, and we'll definitely make way. We're kind of just a bunch of rag chewers, but we kind of got a group of us, if that makes sense. Kind of like nomads, but... yeah, if you ever have any problems, just let us know before you guys get fired up and you got half the people mad at us. Because we're not there to get mad at. AG5SU, good meeting you.
Well, thank you, Cody. Appreciate your hospitality. AG5SU, K-A-H-A-O-Y.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Bob, and good evening, and thank you for serving our country as well. From Kingwood Golf Course, the way, Craig Carlock. What was his call, Bob?
Alpha Golf, the number 5, Sierra Uniform. I have him in NetLogger if you are to a point where you can bring it up and monitor the net that we're doing.
Get to it now as we speak, so I can focus on some of the stuff here without having 20 tons of, I guess you could say
20
tons of garbage in my lap.
Oh, you guys are on NetLogger?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me log in there. Give me a second, I'll bring this up and I'll log in.
Well, you should be able to open NetLogger, and then you're going to select a net, and you should find one that says the Liberty Net.
Okay, I got it there. Okay, so it starts a new first page?
It should be a page, and when you say you're going to monitor it, when you click on it, you should already see the three check-ins I've got. But I got to correct it because I didn't add you.
Okay, yeah, well, I don't typically add myself, but that's okay. I'm still trying to figure this thing out. I'm not getting the information popping up here.
I've got it. It's in there. You might just need to restart NetLogger. This is Cody, AG5SU.
Alright, I'll figure it out here in short, but it's already to be $2,200. So thank you, Mr. Bob. And what's your name, sir? Alpha Golf 5 Sierra Uniform. What's your name, Dennis?
It's Cody, like Wild Bill Cody, Charlie Oscar Delta Yankee. And I am in just about the dead square middle of Arkansas, and I kind of live on the bayou, so my elevation is 280 feet above sea level.
Okay. Ooh, that's pretty good there. Thank you, Mr. Cody. Good to have you aboard, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, Tom, give me a rundown, because I'm not going to fight this longer right at the moment. I ain't going to get too much going on.
All righty, I've got me as number one, K-A-H-L-Y. I've got Mr. Mo as number two, K-D-0, R-S-A. And I've got Mr. Cody as number three, Alpha Golf 5, Sierra Uniform. Over.
Okay, roger, roger. I just want to make sure I had everybody in somewhat order there, so good deal. All right, well, thank you, Mr. Bob, and good evening, everybody. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I am Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-ray Charlie, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and we start from $2,200 until whenever we shut down, sometime around midnight. And with that, I'm calling CQ, This is the Liberty Net, and we're looking for check-ins, so anyone else out there would love to join us tonight, please give me your name, location, call sign.
KO4FE.
Alpha Zero Golf Bravo.
Okay, Golf Bravo, give me your full call, sir. Bravo station, give me that full call again.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alpha Zero Golf Bravo, God bless.
Okay, Alpha Zero Golf Bravo, got you in there. Name and location.
You're kind of light tonight, Jesse. The name is Paul, and he's in the great state of M.O. I'm thinking that's Missouri. That's right.
Okay, maybe that should help there. Good evening, Mr. Paul. He was out of work.
M-O.
Oh, okay, Missouri. Gotcha. All right. KO4FE, got you also. Stand by a second, Bill. And let's see. So, Mr. Paul, you copy me better now?
Sure do.
Okay, excellent. Good deal. Alpha Zero, Golf Bravo, got you, sir. KO4FE, Mr. Bill. Good evening, sir.
Yeah, how's it going, Jesse? The band seems a little weird. I'm copying the other stations pretty well. I can hear you real well, but Bob's down a good bit, so I might have to exercise my ears a little bit to hear him tonight. Over.
Okay, well, I don't think you're going to have too much of a problem here.
Well, we're not going to have a problem hearing you, sir. You're 20 to 30 over S9 here, so
yeah, it might be a little close for you and Bob tonight, but I'll try to help relay anything in between if you miss it.
Roger that.
All right, well, thank you, Mr. Bill, KO4FE, out of the great state of Pennsylvania. Mr. Bill, thanks for being here tonight. And who else we got out there?
And 4IOQ, put me in there, Jesse.
Okay, got you in there, Mr. Larry, N4RO and a Q, and we got you on the list there out of the great state of Tennessee. Mr. Larry, thank you, sir.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. We meet here at $2,200, and we end whenever we get tired, I guess. This is Jesse. I'm out of Pennsylvania, and I am your net control for this evening. And this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Do we have any other check-ins before we get started, please, till now? Okay. India Lima X-ray. Okay, got it that time. Sorry about that. Kilo Charlie 2, Lima India X-ray, and you're out of New York. What'd you say your name was? Sorry about that.
I'm a very poor handwriter.
Thank you, Mr. Bill, for coming in there from the great state of New York. What part?
Okay, roger, roger. Well, good deal. Thanks for riding along with us. Yeah, if you have any kind of comments you would like to make tonight, don't be bashful. I'll try to leave a pause in between everything to give a little bit of leeway for anybody else wanting to check in. So, thank you, Mr. Bill, out of New York, KC2LIX. Clear with you. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and I am KG4ZXC. Do we have anyone else?
Kilo Delta Zero, Mike Kilo Echo.
Okay, Bob, did you catch that station?
No, I have to say it again, please. I know it's Mike Kilo Echo, but I didn't get the first part.
Roger. That's Kilowatt Delta Zero, Mike Kilowatt Echo.
Copy on the Kilowatt Delta Zero. I'm typing as I say it. Mike Kilo Echo. And it looks like Carl from another Missouri, from Unionville, Missouri.
Roger, roger. I don't have any traffic for the net, but thought I would just check in and say hello.
Well, you're welcome to ride along with us. We kind of go down through a list. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, so Mr. Jesse is handling the net control, and so we'll put you on the list as you'll be number 8. Over.
Roger, roger. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Bob. All right, well, let's kind of get started. Let's bring up some subjects tonight with what's going on in the world there, Mr. Bob. What do you think?
All righty, let me click on the article that I saved. I always like articles about that crazy Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I can't believe New York is so stupid to vote for her, but they do. But the article says, pushed back on the Democratic leadership Wednesday after they questioned whether or not the progressive wave, which has caught widespread attention, is actually beneficial to the Democratic Party or to blame for the recent losses in the U.S. House of Representatives. House Democratic Chair Claire Kagan Jeffries, Democrat of New York, claimed the socialist agenda pushed by the progressive House members, including Ocasio-Cortez, has hurt the party and could be to blame for the seats lost in the House race last week. Democrats in the House, led by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, Democrat of California, who some have speculated could be succeeded by Jeffries next election. We're expecting to pick up a greater majority lead, but the opposite occurred. So Democrats still hold the majority. They lost at least six seats. Yay, thank you, Jesus. And now hold one of the slimmest majorities in the House for decades. And the quotation is, do we want to win, do we want to govern, or do we want to be internet celebrities? Jeffrey asked during a private call with fellow caucus members last week, Politico reported on Wednesday. I'm always amazed over this, though, Kasich. I'm sure she takes buses or taxis. I'm sure she flies on airplanes, and they all use fossil fuel. But she's the new, the Green Deal. That is one crazy, crazy female who used to be a bartender. With that being said, I'll hand it back to you, Jesse. KG4ZX and the C, KHLY.
Okay, Roger, Roger, Bob. Well, you know, the squad, I think before too long, somebody's going to actually slap them down and put them back in their place. But, you know, I'm just waiting for some other activities to take place at the moment. But, you know, we got to be patient, ladies and gentlemen. And this is Jesse, KG4ZXC, for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. A lot of stories going on, a lot of activity. I want to tell everybody that give up Facebook, give up Twitter, and go move over to Parler. And did you guys know that Parler had the most newcomers since, let's see, I think it was Mark Levin asked everybody to move over to Parler, and they had the biggest jump in their whole entire time that they have been open. 4.5 million people moved over. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. But anyway, thanks, Bob, KHJLY, and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Mr. Mo, KD0RSA, out of the great state of Nebraska. What do you got for us tonight, sir?
KD0RSA, well, not much, because I don't have a computer, and all I do is listen on the radio. Anyway, why, it's great to get on the net. I do appreciate it, Jesse. At ABC, they had Bernie Sanders on there tonight on the news, and he's looking forward to getting Secretary of State, if I understood right. Boy, wouldn't that be a handle and a half to have for Secretary of State, a communist. It just blows your mind. Anyway, well, I'm interested in all the news that I can hear. I'm going to sit here and listen to you fellows, you young fellows, and find out what the news is. KD0RSA, I'll turn it back to you, Jesse. Over.
Okay, well, thank you there, Mr. Mo. And I for many moons I still get most of my information off the radio from anywhere from Alex Jones Show to what Rush Limbaugh puts out. I listen to Hannity throughout the evening, and I catch a lot of Mark Levin at night anymore. Since Fox News has betrayed us all, ladies and gentlemen, I recommend moving over to Newsmax, because you're not going to get any dang news. We've been having almost 2 to 3 days delay in our information that's been coming out. It's like a trickle. So they got to stifle, ladies and gentlemen. And everybody needs to be aware of this and what's on top of what's really going on. This war may have started, but we ain't won the battle. But we all got to stay confident and stay on top of this and stick behind our president, because, hey, he still got till the 20th of January before he has to walk away. But with that being said, thanks, Mr. Mo, KD0RSA. Let's go down to Mr. Cody, Alpha Golf 5, Sierra Uniform. You got anything to add tonight there, sir?
Why, sure. I've got all kinds of things to add. I am personally thoroughly ticked off at the way things are going. I think that the communist section of the Democratic Party needs to be abolished and run out on a rail. I think that the votes need to be recounted and recounted again, because I think we got screwed. I also believe that the bartender in charge needs to have her butt stuck on a fence post someplace, advertising bras instead of being on TV as a senator or as a congressman, I mean. Pelosi needs to be gone. The restructuring of our government needs to happen now. And I hope I'm not being too harsh for the people on the other side of the fence, but I tell you what, I hate communists, and I hate people that think that way. I was in the military, I served, and I've been in front of these people that think that they know what's going on when they actually are trying to invoke a new way of life upon us, which includes us being subservient, and I don't believe in that. My name is Cody Teague. I'm from Arkansas. My call sign is AG5SU, and I approve of my comments.
Hey, man.
Well, Mr. Cody, God bless you, sir. And you know what? I don't think you can be harsh enough, because some people need to be hit with a dang stick, you know, and then other people need to be hit with a brick. So you understand everything quite well. Thank you, Mr. Cody. Out of the great Santa, Arkansas, that was Alpha Golf 5's air uniform. I am KG4ZXC, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. And let's see, who's next on the list? KO4FE, Mr. Bill. You have the floor, sir. What you got for us tonight?
Okay, KG4ZXC, Liberty Net. This is KO4FE. Okay, Jesse. Well, yeah, this whole election thing, I was kind of like wondering, oh, well, you know, it's just a loss. We're just going to have to take it. But, you know, as the news comes out about all these irregularities and the fraud that's being testified to, affidavits being signed by poll workers, I mean, this thing's really looking like a total theft. It's really unbelievable, but we do have some good news here. Gateway Pundit, Georgia Secretary of State announces they will conduct a hand recount and full audit of every single legal vote. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, I assume he's a Republican, has announced that they will be conducting a hand recount and a full audit of every single vote that was submitted. Raffensperger had announced last week that they would be doing a recount after ballots turned up in the dead of night and pushed the state for Joe Biden. Following the announcement, the Trump campaign asked Georgia election officials to count all ballots by hand instead of using high-speed scanners, which they agreed to do. This is the first time a full vote audit has ever been conducted in a state. It needs to happen in every state. With the margin being so close, it will require a full by-hand recount in each county, Raffensperger said during a news conference Wednesday morning. This will help build confidence. It will be an audit, a recount, and a re-canvass all at once. It will be a heavy lift, but we will work with the counties to get this done in time for our state certification. Biden leads the state by about 14,000 votes. He said, my office will continue to investigate each and every incident of illegal voting, double voting, felon voting, people voting out of state. If you report it, we will investigate it. Every legal vote will count, Raffensperger said. Biden's lead in the state was exceptionally narrow. Georgia's voting implementation manager, Gabriel Sterling, said that this is the kind of margin you'd see in a large high school. So anyway, looks like Georgia's doing the right thing. I hope that works out for Trump. It'd really be something if Georgia flipped and Arizona flipped. And hopefully if Pennsylvania flipped, Biden would be beat pretty bad, but it's a rough road, but we're going to have to see if it pans out. Well, anyway, Queen Anne wrote an article on Breitbart, and she's talking about the elections. And this is the according to the Democrats. 1960, JFK wins a razor-thin victory after a surprising high turnout of dead voters in Texas and Illinois. Democrats declared that a fair election, no problems at all. 1964, landslide election for Lyndon Johnson. Democrats declared that a fair election, no problems. 1968, Nixon won, but that was blamed on his racist Southern strategy. The Democrats still haven't stopped talking about that. 1972, they couldn't say much about that. Nixon won in such a landslide that the Democrats didn't bother to try to contest it. 1976, Jimmy Carter, no problems there from the Democrats. 1980, Reagan won, according to the Democrats, by traitorously colluding with Iran to prevent the release of American hostages before the election. 1984, Reagan landslide. Again, they couldn't say anything. It was such a big victory. 1988, Bush 41 won in a landslide, but the Democrats claimed that was due to his racist Willie Horton ads. 1992, Clinton won with only 43% of the vote. Democrats had no problem with that election. 1996, Clinton won with, he upped his percentage, but it was still below 50%. He won it with 49%. Democrats had no problem with that. 2000, Bush 43. That was the one with the Florida recount. Of course, the Democrats claimed that was stolen. 2004, Bush 43 won again, but the Democrats blamed DeBolt hacking the voting machines in Ohio. Every time they lose it, they're always blaming it on something. 2008, Obama won. They had no problems, no complaints. 2012, Obama won, no problems. 2016, Trump wins. Of course, that was due to Russians and hacking and all these other things. So it's always, they tell us, oh, just accept the results in a close election. Well, they never do. They don't even accept the results when it's a landslide. So, you know, you hear all these Joe Biden's on there and even a few of these weak Republicans like Mitt Romney, they're saying, oh, well, we need to work together. We need to forget the past. It's all water under the bridge. We need to start, you know, cooperating. I mean, they must think the average person is an idiot. I mean, they've been plotting against Trump since before he was even elected with fake FBI investigations, fake claims of Russian collusion, fake impeachments. They've been in total war mode for over 4 years. The media, Facebook, Twitter, Google, all of them, they've been in doing everything they can, no holds barred, breaking all previous practices to do everything, get Trump out. Now they think they got Biden in. Oh, well, let's just cooperate. Let's forget about the past. Let's just get along and work together. You know what? As soon as the Republicans get the Senate locked down, I say start the investigations into Hunter Biden immediately. Have nothing but investigations, approve none of his appointments, don't approve any of his judges, just stop him, stonewall him, and keep the investigations going on him, his son, his brother. Just do exactly what they did to Trump. I mean, there's enough evidence there to show that Joe Biden's in bed with the communist Chinese. His son's a pervert and a drug addict, and he was paying off money to Joe. I'm sure they could uncover corruption with Kamala Harris, too. She's about as corrupt. The whole election, there ought to be election officials fired and possibly and prosecuted for some of the things that's been going on, and I hope that Trump can uncover even more of it. So anyway, I'm not in for peace or getting along or reaching across the aisle or none of that. No way, not with these people. I say total war, keep the investigations, get them going, start up investigations into Biden. Get him out of there, and when Kamala Harris gets in, just start investigating her. That's what the Senate should do. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC, LibertyNet, KO4FE.
Hey, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
You forgot Alpha Alpha Zero Golf Bravo before Bill.
KA3RGM. Okay, give me that call again. Standby station. Roger, Bill. Standby, Bill. What was this station's call?
Alpha Alpha Zero Golf Bravo. The gentleman's name was Paul, and he was also in Missouri.
Okay, yeah, I got him. I actually picked up Bill first, and I wrote him underneath Bill. So I got him, Bob.
Okay, just wanted to check. Thank you.
Yes, sir, no problem. And Mr. Bill, thank you. Good golly, I tell you what, everybody needs to be, you know, sitting here and trying to think of ways that we can help in any way. Well, I've got this one solution that may help. I'll pass it on next go around that we might all can get together and do and help our president and regain control of this. This fiasco, I should say. I'm not going to say any more than that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is KG4ZXC, and that was Mr. Bill, KO4FE, out of Pennsylvania. Thank you, Mr. Bill, for all your input. Let's move it down to Alpha Alpha Zero Golf Bravo. Mr. Paul, out of the great state of Missouri, what do you got to add to the Wednesday Night Liberty Net?
All right, Jesse, before I make my comments, let me make sure you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Beautiful. 5-9 plus.
Thank you, Jesse. Well, thank you guys for letting me in here. That's the first thing I want to say. Appreciate it. So great to run onto a bunch of like-minded fellows, that's for sure. And my comment for your topic there this evening is I'm a man of faith, and I believe in God, and we have a president who believes in God. And I believe that with all my heart because he says it, and I am not a guy to say. If somebody says they believe, I can't say they don't. And I believe he does, and he's done a lot of good for this country. I got to serve here as a polling judge here in Missouri. In our area, it was about 92% for the president, so we didn't have the troubles that some of these other polling places had. So we're pretty much a Trump state here and a Trump district for sure. So I was able to do that. I can't get into all of what the other guy said. He pretty much wrapped it up pretty really good. But I'll tell you one thing there. I do believe with all my heart there, and the good Lord says, ask and it shall be given. Well, I have asked and asked fervently that the country be re-returned to President Trump's control for at least the next 4 years and on beyond there. I'm not giving up. I ain't about to give up. They're pulling their dirty, rotten, cotton-picking, finger-licking, chicken-plucking, rotten tricks, and they're nasty. They've got dead people voting. They've got women voting by their maiden names, all kinds of that kind of stuff. But I do believe that they're going to be caught. I do believe they will be exposed. And once they do find it, and they will find it, and President Trump is returned, look out. That's when you better look out, because there's going to be, you know, total, I believe we will have a civil war once they do realize that Trump has won, and he's won all along, and the other stuff is rotten.
So everybody out there on this net and whatever, please be careful and watch out for your families. Lock and load, boys. It's coming down. Thanks for letting me into your net. God bless you, folks. AA0GB. Back to Jesse and Net Control.
Okay, KA3 station. Let me get your call. Okay, Joe. Where is your location? You in there, sir. Give me about three more individuals, then we'll be getting down to you. And if you'd like to add something, I'll call you a call here in just a short. And if you want to add anything, you feel free, okay?
What's this call?
Okay, let me get back up to Mr. Paul. Thank you, Mr. Paul, and great choice of words. And yeah, everybody needs to lock and load for sure, because we don't know how far this is going to take place. Thank you, Mr. Paul. I was great to see you in Missouri, Alpha Alpha Zero Golf Bravo. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
N4RO in the queue, Mr. Larry. Stand by 1 second. I thought I heard another check-in, so were they another late check-in call now? Okay, one more call. Any late check-in?
Jesse, what's the KO3 call speaking?
Good evening, KO4GST. Good evening, Mr. Rob. And you're down in South Carolina?
Roger, roger.
Hi, KO4GST. That's Mr. Rob, ladies and gentlemen, out of the great state of South Carolina. Got you added to the list. If you stick around and make a comment, that'd be great as well. So thank you, Mr. Rob. And this is KG4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. So let's move it down to Mr. Larry. You on deck, sir. What you got to add tonight, sir?
Okay, I think Bob's wanting to put on the net logger there of KA3RGM Joe in Pennsylvania. Is that the one you need to put on there, Bob?
That was, you did say Kilo Alpha 3 Romeo Golf Mike, correct?
Okay, double guys, stand by. Mr. Joe, stand by 1 second. Go ahead, Bob.
I just was trying to get Joe's call so I could put it in Netlogger.
Okay, it's Kilo Alpha 3, Romeo Golf Mike.
Okay, I have it. Thank you. Now you can give it back to Larry.
Okay, back, Mr. Good golly. Mr. Joe, stand by. We'll be down to you next. You will be two more on the frequency, so stand by. And then Mr. Larry's got the podium right now. So go ahead, Mr. Larry, N4ROQ.
Okay, let me see. Joe, you need to tell him anything else? Yeah, did you need to tell him anything else about your location or anything? Yeah, that's okay, Joe. You be next, Joe, after me. I'll go ahead with mine. But they got you on the net logger there, and you'll be next. So just you're in the batter's circle there. You're getting ready to warm it up there. So it won't be long. Let me go over a few things here. I like to tell Alex Jones I like to listen to him, and if I don't keep these numbers handy, I don't get to listen to him. So let me give them to you here. Alex Jones, he's on at 10 p.m. at 4.840, 10 p.m. And then there's another frequency during the morning hours, and usually it's 10. I tuned in this morning, and it wasn't at 10, but it came in after
probably before 11. So if it's not right at 10, it'll probably be before 11. It's 12.160. Put that one down for around noon. So that's around noon time. Is 12.160. So that's another frequency for him. I think that's in Nashville, Tennessee. So I believe they run a lot of power, so we shouldn't have any problems getting either one of those two. That's Alex Jones. He's got a lot of good information on a lot of things that have been happening that you don't hear from the fake news, for sure. Okay, let me move on from there. Looks like there's two runoffs that's going to be very important for the Senate. And I've got two different little places here. I guess I'll just go with the, since this is very important, I'll go with this first one here that's a little longer. It says, spotlights on Georgia Senate runoffs. I believe it's 49 and 49 in the Senate. If that is wrong, someone correct me. But this is from the USA Today. These runoffs are going to be in January, and they're going to be in Georgia Senate. And after months of campaign advertising, political attacks, and election night that lasted 5 days, America is anew. Well, they're saying presidential elect. But I don't believe in that yet. I believe that Trump still has plenty of chances here if they find a lot of... I haven't heard much about voting machine problems, but I heard that one voting machine, at least one, if not many, of the same kind, every second or third vote was going from Trump to Biden. So, if they start checking on some of these machines is what they need to do, not just the ballots. They need to check the machines to make sure they're working correctly if they hadn't already been turned back and, corrected. So maybe they'll find that in the vote. Maybe they need to re-look at the vote and make sure totally and not just the ballots, that to these things, these machines have been turned to where they're some of the votes are going to Biden from Trump. And it says, before Georgia in play as a swing state for the first time since 1992, voters will have another 2 months of election season as the state's two Senate races come down to the January 5th runoff. Republicans Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. The race means salvaging a critical win after the tides were turned in unusually red Georgia during the presidential race. For Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, it means energizing their base to keep Georgia's blue wave rolling. And that's going to be January the 5th runoff. So, man, we need to have the Senate. Is there really may be our last stand as conservatives to keep everything, hopefully keep a chance on any kind of check on these liberal Democrat socialists any way that we can. We've got to keep that Senate to keep them from voting more Supreme Court justices in there and taking over the doing away with their advantage there in the Supreme Court. So we need those two in there really bad, and you just remember the vice president. If it ends up being the president, the Democrats, Biden and Harris, then the vice president gets to, if there's a tie, gets to break the tie in the Senate. So we don't really want that. We want to have two ahead if possible. We do have a couple of. In the Senate, we do a couple of rhino Republicans in there, which is not too good, but hopefully they'll see that they need to vote party ticket there for us to have a chance. So I'll move on from there. Those two people we really need in really bad. Let's see. It looks like it right now, it says McConnell and Schumer are staying the party leaders.
Senators shows party leaders Tuesday with few changes at the top. It's unclear who will be the majority leader in the new Congress, and no party having secured control of the Senate until a January runoff election in Georgia. Senator Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky, won another term as Republican leader, cementing his role as the longest-serving GOP leader in U.S. history. Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, won his party's support, according to a Democrat granted anonymity to discuss the closed-door balloting. None of the leaders were being challenged in Tuesday's private party elections, with their entire leadership teams yet to be reinstalled. It's undetermined whether McConnell will retain his role as majority leader or cede it to Schumer as the final races for the U.S. Senate play out, and that's the ones in Georgia on January the 5th. So, got to pray that we win those to keep ahead in the Senate to have a chance to stop this liberal socialist regime in there. If Biden does get back in, win the election, he's already spoke of different things he's already going to change. And one of those is he's probably going to return to the nuclear deal in Iran. And Iran's president called on President-elect Joe Biden to compensate for past mistakes and return the U.S. to Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, a state-run news agency reported Sunday. Hassan Rouhani's comments marked the highest level response from Iran to Biden, and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris clinched the November 3rd election, which is not true at this point. So this is a liberal fake news on this USA Today. But anyway, they're wanting Iran's leader is wanting those sanctions that Trump put on there to be taken off, because he is really hurting Iran and their money situation, because they do support terrorism in a lot of different states over there, and you got to keep them down or there's going to be all kinds of terrorist activities in that region. So we got some more in there, so we're going to turn it back to you up there, Jesse. Everyone's sounding pretty good right now here in Tennessee, and thank you Jesse. So back to you there from Larry in Tennessee. This is back to Nat and 4ROQ.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Larry in 4ROQ, and that's Mr. Larry, ladies and gentlemen, out of great state of Tennessee, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I am KT4ZXC, Jesse here out of Pennsylvania, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. And let's see, who else is under you, Larry? Yeah, you about have my schedule all jacked up. So, Mr. Joe, I do apologize. You was actually three further down than initially Mr. Larry let on there. So, I do apologize for that. But we're going to get down to you. You only got two in front of you. So, K3RGM, just a few more in front of you, sir. Okay, moving up to New York, Mr. Bill, KC2LIX. What you got to add to the Wednesday Night Liberty Net there, young man? Thank you, sir. Yeah, Well, I still see too much proof out there myself to ignore these type of votes coming in from all these swing states. So I'll still wait till the final results before I make any decision. I had to put up with so many presidents over the years that one more would probably kill us at this point. Hey, clear with Mr. Bill. Thank you. K0. No, sorry. Kilo Oscar 0. MKE, Mr. Carl out of the great state of Missouri. Come on in, sir. Kilo Oscar 0, Mike Kilo Echo, Mr. Carl, you still with us?
It's Kilo Delta 0, Mike Kilo Echo.
Ah, stand corrected. Thanks, Bob. Yeah, I had it looking like a 0 there. Kilo Delta 0, Mike Kilo Echo, Mr. Carl. How about it now? You hear him, Bob?
Negative. Mr. Carl, Kilo Delta 0, Mike Kilo Echo, are you still with us in Missouri?
Okay, thanks, Bob. Yeah, no reply here neither.
Negative. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. Bob, KJOY, clear with you. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXE, Jesse here in the, I'm out of Pennsylvania, ladies and gentlemen. So, Mr. Carl wrapped it up early. KA3RGM, Mr. Joe, out of Shade Grove, I believe you said, Pennsylvania. Come on in, sir. It's your, you have the podium, sir. Play out. We all need to be patient.
We all need to be patient and pay attention to what's going on and do not jump the gun on anything because we're going to win this. We already won it. They're just trying to steal it, and that's what everybody needs to be aware of because off of this one thing here on Gateway Pundits, the story off of thegatewaypundits.com. If you do not type it in correctly, it will not come up. They will block you. But anyway, this one article says, have faith. Hundreds of pro-Trump IT volunteers are scoring voter data around nearly 300,000 votes. Discrepancies were identified in Pennsylvania alone. So everybody needs to be aware not to give up their faith on this. And we're getting around to people being more aware of what's happened here. If you don't already know, well, it's a little bit too late to wake up. Thank you guys. Well, let me throw that one article in there. I'm not going to go any further with it just because of the simple fact that you could read on your own and make your own assessment. But this is KG4ZXC, and we have one more going down to the bottom of the list, and then we'll start over. So KO4GSC, this is KG4ZXC. What do you have for us, Mr. Rob?
This is KO4GSC, and I'd like to thank KG4ZXC and everybody on this great Liberty Net tonight. And I'd like to start off by saying Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans, and Happy Veterans Day to my dad. He's a good man and a great person, and I appreciate his service and everything he's done, and every other dad's out there, brothers, sisters, mothers, everybody out there that's ever served. Thank you. And I want to start off with this little about Vice President Pence today. He had something to say about Veterans Day, and he said, Veterans Day is a time to thank and appreciate heroes who have preserved our liberty. And this is what he had to say. He said, on Veterans Day, Americans gather to pay a debt of gratitude to the generations who answered the call to serve in the armed forces of the United States. From Bunker Hill to Belo Wood, from San Juan Hill to Saipan, from the coral reef to Kandahar. Nearly 50 million men and women have donned the uniform of the United States, and nearly 20 million veterans still walk among us. Today, a new generation of American heroes and veterans is being forged around the nation and around the world. Our veterans really don't consider themselves heroes. Most of them reject the very thought of it. He said, my dad, a Korean veteran, used to say with humility that the heroes were the guys who didn't make it home. But on Veterans Day, it's our day to set the record straight. Every veteran of the armed forces of the United States is a hero to the American people. On this day, it's our duty to tell the story of what they did for us, what they did for our country, and all that they've done to ensure the survival and the success of liberty. As a father of a Marine Corps captain and a father-in-law of a Navy lieutenant who's currently deployed, I couldn't be more proud to be the vice president to a president who cares so deeply about the men and women of our armed forces and every veteran in America. Since the first day of our administration, President Trump has fought to ensure that America keeps the solemn promises we've made to all of our nation's heroes. For years ago, years of budgetary neglect combined with ever-growing foreign commitments were sapping the strength of our men and women in uniform and challenging their morale. Scandal after scandal at the Department of Veterans Affairs revealed a cold indifference to the fate of our veterans. In a speech to the American Legion in September 2016, when he was a presidential candidate, Donald Trump promised to rebuild our depleted military and ensure every veteran in America gets timely access to top quality care. A And most importantly, he said, we are going to stop apologizing for America. And we were going to start celebrating America. And that's exactly what we've done. With the strong support of our allies in Congress, America is more prosperous, our military is stronger, and our veterans are finally getting the care and the respect that they deserve. We began by fixing the Department of Veterans Affairs under this president's leadership with our partners in Congress. We passed the VA Mission Act and the most sweeping VA reform law in half a century. And today, nearly 3 million veterans have been able to see the doctor of their choice and get medicine by knee. The president also signed the VA Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act to ensure that our veterans receive the highest level of service to the VA system. We fired more than 10,000 VA employees for negligent behavior. The era of abuse in the VA is over. Since our administration took office, wait times have dropped 33%. In fact, the American Medical Association reported that we reduced times at the VA so much that they are now shorter than the wait for private doctors. Before President Trump took office, our veterans' trust in the VA was only 59%. Today, the VA has a 90% approval rating. Under President Trump, we expanded the GI Bill so veterans can get up to $24,000 to attend college of their choice at any point in their careers. Last year, President Trump directed the Department of Education to eliminate every last penny of student debt owed by permanently disabled veterans. With the stroke of a pen, President Trump wiped out as much as $750 million in debt owed by heroes. And I couldn't be more proud that the Second Lady of the United States leads and prevents the task force with an effort to expand mental benefits to all veterans. Before the day is out, whether at home or at work or on a street corner or over a backyard fence, find a veteran. Where he or she came home last week or in the last century, extend your hand to those and say the words that veterans never ask to hear, but they deserve to hear every day. Find a veteran today and say thank you for your service because you deserve it to hear every day. God bless all our veterans and their families. KO4, DST.
Okay, thank you there, Rob. This is KG4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and thank you for that, those kind words, and God bless all you veterans as well, and God bless America. Hey, take a quick pause, and let's see if we have any late check-ins. Anyone else who would like to check in, call now. Pennsylvania, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. So let's see, Mr. Bob, back to the top of the list, KAHJONOY. What do you got for round two?
Good evening to all you netters, and thank you, Jesse. I have an article from Trending Politics. The headline says, New York, oh, I hate computers. As soon as I started to read it, the computer decided to go up. New York legislation would allow citizens to shoot looters. It starts out by saying, with everything Americans have seen over the course of the 2020 election season, perhaps the most unsettling thing in a developing country is its protests that notoriously turn into riots. After thousands of businesses were damaged, entire neighborhoods nearly leveled by arson, state officials are beginning to draft legislation that would combat the violence seen across the country, meaning they're talking in Florida. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is the pioneer behind the legislation. Florida's governor has drafted an anti-mob legislation to extend already controversial Stand Your Ground laws to allow people to shoot looters, according to a report. A draft of Governor Ron DeSantis' proposed bill expands a list of forcible felonies under Florida's self-defense law to include criminal mischief causing interruption or impairment of a business which obtained a copy through records request. It is also specifically allows the force against those looting, with the draft defined as burglary within 500 feet of a violent or disorderly assembly. Let me go back here and push my little button again because it wants to doesn't want to let me. DeSantos also wants to make it a third degree felony to block traffic during a protest and offer immunity to drivers who accidentally kill or injure protesters who do so, according to the Herald. Numerous other sanctions enhance criminal penalties for people involved in violent or disorderly assemblies and withhold state funds from local governments that caught law enforcement funding, the report said. Makes me think of the t-shirt that I ordered. It's an SUV with a stick figure going over the roof, and it says, "All lives splatter. I don't care about your protest. Get out of the road." So Florida's being kind of aggressive, which is kind of nice to see. With that being said, Mr. Jesse, I'll hand it back to you for the beginning of round two. KG4 is DX and a C, KAH, A, O, and a Y.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bob. And great to have you with us tonight here on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Out of Ohio, that's Mr. Bob, KHAOY. And this is KT4ZXE and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net coming up on 2300 hours. Let's take it down to Mr. Moe out of the great state of Nebraska, Kilo Delta Zero RSA. Mr. Moe, what you got to bring to round two table?
KG0RSA. Well, Jesse, I'm just down here listening. I do appreciate what I'm hearing, and we do need to support this president. And by all means, if that ammo has been stored for quite a while, you need to wipe that green stuff off of it, oil it a little bit so it's ready. So I can keep it dry. KG0RSA, I'll turn her back to you, Jesse. Over.
Hi, Mr. Moe. Well, thank you, sir. And yeah, I've already wiped the green slime off myself as well. So good deal. Thanks for all the input, and God bless you, Mr. Moe. KG0RSA, out of great state of Nebraska. Good to have you with us tonight as well. Alpha Golf 5, Sierra Uniform, Mr. Cody. This is round two, out of great state of Arkansas. Come on in.
Well, thank you for allowing me back in. Yeah, this is Cody in Arkansas, AG5SU. And I tell you what, the governments between, the ideology between the right and the left are so different. I tell you, we might need to learn how to cheat like they do, or learn how to fight like they do. They start on the low level. They start at your local government, and they get these low-level politicians in the door. That's how they get more power, and they build themselves. They just, you know, you start as a mayor or a sheriff, and the next thing you run for senate of the state, and then the next thing, you know, it builds on that. So support your local politicians. Find the ones that are on your side. Next thing, when it comes to voting, know what you're voting for. Like issue number one or item number one. You know, it'll say in the very top line what they want you to read. Read the whole thing, because they got stuff in there that you wouldn't even believe. If you vote no for, or vote yes, say you vote yes for something that you believe is leaning to the right, by the time you get through with it, reading it, it may be so left-leaning. That's how they do it. That is exactly how they do it. Read the laws and the things that you're voting for. Make sure you know what you're voting for. The people you're voting for, low-level politicians, make sure you support the ones that are on your side. The sheriffs, the mayors, the whatever, the constables, the county clerk, the people that collect your taxes. Vote the small politicians in, support your small politicians that are on your side. Definitely support our president through this mess. Amen to the people that are out there enforcing the vote count. Holy cow, who would have thought it would come to this? I was either predicting a landslide for one side or the other, and it came down to nitpicking. I figured it would be so severely one side or the other, and I missed on both counts. Anyways, fellas, to all the veterans out there, I salute you. Keep everything in mind. If a problem arises, stay armed, stay vigilant, keep your mouth shut, and take care of your family first. Believe in God and pass this on if you can. AG5SU. This is Cody from Arkansas.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Cody, and fine choice words there. And you put it right to everybody, I believe, and they hear you perfectly. And great signal out of Arkansas, Mr. Cody. So thank you for that. I hope you stick around for the 73 round. This is KG4ZXE in Fleetwood Alpha Golf 5 Sierra Uniform. And this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see, going back down to the next one on the list, Mr. Bill out of the great state of Pennsylvania, KO4FE. Come on in.
Okay. KG4ZXE, Liberty Net, from KO4FE. Okay, Jesse, everything's holding up. Unfortunately, only person I can't hear is Bob. We're just too close, but everybody else is coming in good. You're about 35 over down here. We're up here. I'm not sure where you're at, whether you're down in North Carolina or whether you're up in your home QTH, but anyway, you're coming in good. Okay. Going to go back to the Gateway Pundit here for another crazy headline. It says, headline, insane. Pennsylvania's Allegheny County Board of Elections votes to count undated ballots. I mean, if that's not asking for trouble, well, they know most of the ballots, if they haven't been filled out by the local Democrat Party, they probably figured they're coming from a district that's probably going to vote 90% for Biden. But anyway, Allegheny County Board of Elections has voted to allow ballots to be counted that were not properly dated when they were mailed in. These ballots were the only item on the board's agenda on Tuesday. According to the board, there were 2,349 ballots without dates, which they have now decided to count. What we have here is essentially a technicality that we don't want voters to get disenfranchised with, said Allegheny County Solicitor Andy, I don't know, some name, Seffi or something. According to a report from CBS Pittsburgh, the report added these dateless ballots will undergo further analysis to make sure they're eligible. Yeah, by who? The same board that elected to take them? So far, more than 2,600 ballots have been thrown out as part of a normal review process. There are also 29,000 ballots originally mailed to the wrong voters. 7,000 of those were still under review. Says right now we're doing a comparison of any spoiled or surrendered ballots at the polling locations to make sure they don't surrender their correct ballot and vote at the polls. So we want to make sure we do that prior to counting the 7,000, says David Voy, Allegheny County Elections Division Manager. I wouldn't believe nothing these Democrats say. Additionally, there are 17,000 provisional ballots in the county that have not yet been opened. I guess they had to wait for the Democrats to get them all filled out. But anyway, it says they are supposed to be open, being processed on Wednesday. We have to determine, number one, if they are registered, number two, if the precinct they voted in is the right precinct, number three, if they applied for an absentee or mail-in ballot that's already been returned. It's been a full week since the election, and Allegheny County has still roughly 27,000 outstanding ballots.
Oh, God.
You know, it's amazing. Some places get their ballots counted and they're in on election night, and these Democrat areas still dragging it out over a week after the election. Well, here's something you won't be surprised at. George W. Bush congratulates Biden, calls election outcome fair and clear. How the hell does he know anything? You know, it's like you got no states have actually certified the results, and we've got investigations and lawsuits pending in the courts. And George W. Bush, I guess he thinks down there in Texas on his ranch down there painting his kindergarten finger paintings that he's somehow got a crystal ball and he knows what's fair and clear. It says in a statement released Sunday, the 43rd president said that no matter how you voted, your vote counted. Yeah, I guess even if you voted multiple times, I guess sounds like he's saying. And Bush says President Trump has a right to request recounts and pursue legal challenges with any unresolved issues to be properly abdicated. Well, I guess he had to put that in. Bush says now's the time when we must come together for the sake of our families, neighbors, and for the nation and our future. Yeah, in other words, forget all the past 4 years that the Democrats have tried to drive a duly elected president out of office based on a bunch of bogus claims, dossiers, lying testimony, selective prosecution, bullshit investigations. We're just forget all that. You know, George Bush needs to shut up and stay down there in Texas. Here's another one. I think she's friends with the Bushes. Never Trumper Cindy McCain joins Joe Biden's unfunded transition team for some reason. Disgruntled Cindy McCain, that's her husband, John McCain, her widow, will join Joe Biden's unfunded transition team today. Never Trumper widow of John McCain hates Trump with a passion. She lobbied President Trump for a job. He told her to pound sand. That would have been a stupid mistake to let her in his administration. She'd have been another leaker and backstabber. But anyway, she's on board with Joe Biden. You know, this just proves that the people like John McCain, Cindy McCain, their whole family, they're not really conservative. They're just, you know, they just pick the party that gives them the best chance of getting into power. And Cindy McCain, you know, it's one thing to not support Trump, but it's another thing completely to help the Democrats. Ah, to hell with this woman. She's worthless. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC, Liberty Net, KO4FE.
Okay, thank you, Bill, and appreciate that. You know, you're hitting it on the money tonight as well. You know, we got so much around us anymore. It is not funny how these people have done everything they can to steal this election and keep things going. You know, we just gotta, like the one man said there, let's see, I'm trying to remember, that was Mr. Cody. He brought up earlier, he said, you know, keep God in the prayers and let's, you know, let's stand behind this president in every way we can, because if we don't, we could still lose this, but I ain't going down without a fight. And that's the way I see it. Hey, D, we got this one story off of InfoWars I wanted to throw out real quick. Hackers gain full admin access of voting machines in under 2 minutes. Hello. I mean, if these people can hack a dang voting machine in 2 minutes, that's pretty impressive. Footage from the DCON hacker conference in Las Vegas show a female hacker demonstrating how to gain admin access to a voting machine in less than 2 minutes. And this video from 2018, social proof security, Rachel Kovach, shows how election machines used in most states can be easily compromised in seconds. So, hey, for you non-believers that still don't believe it was robbed from us, just start doing your research and start looking around. But you ain't gonna get this off mainstream media, people. You ain't gonna get it. The internet kill switch is in effect, and a lot of people have seen their internet slowing down. So we gotta stay in touch here on the radio, if anything, more than ever. Now more than ever, because our information is being suppressed, and we're all on the chopping block here. Hey, with that being said, thank you, Mr. Paul, I believe. Let's see, no, that was Mr. Bill. Sorry about that. Alpha Alpha Zero Golf Bravo, Mr. Paul, out of Missouri. You have the deck, sir, so come on in. I think Mr. Paul took off, so let's take it down to Mr. Larry, N4, ROQ, and this is round two for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Take it away, Mr. Larry.
No, thank you, Jesse. Earthquakes, I feel it across southern New England. Strong earthquakes to hit southern New England in decades. The strongest rattled homes and nerves Sunday morning, but didn't cause any significant damage. The 3.6 magnitude quake centered off the coast of New Bedford, Massachusetts in Buzzard Bay. Struck just after 9 a.m. according to U.S. Geological Survey's National Earthquake Information Center. It hit at a depth of a little more than 9.3 miles and was felt across Massachusetts and Rhode Island and into Connecticut and Long Island, New York. Okay, let's see. Oregon man accused of producing ISIS propaganda is arrested. Portland, Oregon, a federal indictment has accused an Oregon man of advocating violent jihad in an online Arabic newspaper in support of the terrorist organization ISIS. Hawassan Samir, S-A-M-E-E-R, Mathafar, 31, was arrested Thursday. He pleaded not guilty to charges of conspiracy to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. Providing and attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization, making false statements on an immigration application, and making a false statement to a government agency. So we've got Obama flew some of these people from Syria. There's a lot of the refugees, and who knows who else in here. The clip of 100,000 per month for a lot of months. I got some emails showing them come in UPS planes. And they had buses lined up ready to load them in after the planes landed. So he put, when Obama was in there, $100,000 a month now without checking any on any of these people. There was one of the guys that was supposed to be checking, came forward after the Obama administration was out. And I read an article where this guy was shot jogging on the side of the road, was shot. He was one of Obama's main men there, and he said that they did not check on any of these people they brought in. So who knows who they brought in from Syria. But this gentleman was taken out on a jogging trip down the road and shot from a vehicle while he was jogging on the side of the road. And I read that. I don't remember this guy's name. I guess I could try to piece that back in and find out who that is. Bob will probably check on it and Google that and find that. But anyway, he was killed.
one of the guys that was in Obama's administration regarding the vetting of these people, and this gentleman came forward and said, someone that was killed, that they did not vet any of them. So he then, just a little while after that, he was taken out while jogging. Well, they're all over the place. Obama brought these Muslims in all over the place. Biden's already said that one of his objectives is to bring these Muslims back in, to make room for more of these Muslims to come in to the U.S. So they're nothing but trouble. All of them are jihadists. And who knows when we're going to have to fight them. Okay, let's see. Here's a news conference from Giuliani. This is a few days ago, and there's probably been a lot more out since then, but they had people come forward and saying that there's a lot of election fraud. Giuliani put this in. They put this in the newspaper. It says, USA Today, President Donald Trump insisted, this was last Saturday, that the election was far from over. His attorney, Rudy Giuliani, said the president would not concede the race, claiming without evidence that hundreds of thousands of ballots are in question. Obviously, he's not going to concede when at least 600,000 ballots are in question, Giuliani said during a news conference in Philadelphia shortly after the Associated Press and others projected that Democrat Joe Biden had won. Trump and his attorneys have already demanded recount in Wisconsin and are likely to request them elsewhere. They have also filed litigation in several states. The legal experts so far have said they do not see a legal path to re-election for Trump. Neither Giuliani nor Trump has offered evidence to substantiate their claim of fraud, which is incorrect. They have a lot of evidence. Okay, let's see what else it says here. It just goes on from there. This news conference they had after the election, Giuliani is President Trump's lawyer. So there's going to be quite a few places. I know they're recounting Georgia. They'll probably go Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and a lot of other states here that they're showing that they need to be recounted, and I would recount all of them that I could, because they're like North Carolina is even, it could be suspect even in North Carolina, because he had a lead the night of the election in all the states that were left on the board, and then they shut down the next morning. They said Biden's taken a lead in the states, where he has closed very closely to Trump. So that night, if not most of it happened, and they did a lot of counting and brought in a lot of ballots. So there's a lot of stuff that could have happened that night. So let's see if there's anything else real quickly. We'll go ahead and shoot it back to you, Jesse. Doing a great job, and the net's hanging in there pretty good. The band is, and good to hear everyone in there tonight. Good comment, and thank you very much for running the net. We're back to net there from Larry in Tennessee and for ROQ, Jesse.
Okay, thank you there, Mr. Larry in for ROQ. Great comments, and a lot of information out here that needs to be shared with people that watch mainstream media. We need to be aware of that, ladies and gentlemen. Mainstream media is not going to give you your answers, what you're looking for. They're not going to announce anything. So get off of the TV. Quit being sheeple, people. We need to focus on real news from real information sources like Gateway Pundits, Big League Politics, InfoWars. You know, all the fake news that they claim we are, or what we have to go by. Limbaugh
Mark Levin. All these guys, I mean, they're more more information comes out of their mouth in 20 minutes than most news stations in a 24-hour duration. So think about it. Offer InfoWars real quick before I forget. The Stop the Steal caravan has landed in Columbia, South Carolina, in rallying patriots for President Trump. So President Trump needs your help. Join the caravan during the journey. It's coming up from Washington, D.C. on November 13th and 14th to help stop the steal. So everybody needs to try to participate if you're able and can do that. So something to think about, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and I'm KG4ZXD. Thank you, Mr. Larry, and 4ROQ. Let's see, KC2, LXI, Mr. Bill, out of Great State, New York. What you got for round two? Thank you, sir, for being there tonight, and good to have you aboard. And feel free to stop in any time. Hope you stick around for the 73 round, which will be a short comment before we shut the net down. So stick around for that if you feel up to it there, Mr. Bill. Hey, KC2LXI out of New York, clear with you. KD0MKE, Mr. Carl out of Missouri. Are you still with us or are you backed out? Nothing. So KD0MKE, Mr. Carl, God bless you, sir. Thanks for being there tonight, if you still copy. All right, moving down to K3RGM, Mr. Joe out of the great state of PA. Come on in, sir. Okay, I'm not hearing anything. Stand by. Hey, Bob, can you take the net for a second and pick up this other station? I can't pick them out.
Okay, this is KHAY. I heard November 2. November 2, Hotel Victor Radio, am I correct? Alrighty, I'm trying to see where Jesse is on the list. Hey, Larry, do you know who the last person was he called?
Okay, yeah, we'll go down to Mr. Rob, KO4GST, Bob.
Okay, so the November 2 station, stand by, I'll be with you in just a moment. So, no, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Sierra Tango. Rob, it's your turn for round number 2.
All right, thank you much. I appreciate that. And I got this little story here I want to read off of Reason. It's entitled Joe Biden's Disastrous Record of Using Bold Federal Action to Solve America's Problems. And it states, it's unclear what Joe Biden will ultimately be able to accomplish as president, which I don't agree with that because technically he's not president yet. But it goes on to say that he has spent 44 years as a senator and the vice president trying to bring transformative change through federal action in response to supposed crises. And his record on issues including immigration, the drug war, and criminal justice reform and foreign intervention has been dismal. As the president-elect pushes a new ambitious agenda, it's worth remembering the impact of the far-reaching laws he has repeatedly helped pass,
which have created enormous suffering and exasperation, some of the most critical problems still afflicting American society today. In the 1980s, Biden sought to escalate the drug war beyond what Presidents Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush had called for, and co-sponsored legislation that locked up tens of thousands of predominantly young black men for minor crack possession. In the 90s, he led the charge on a massive expansion of death penalty and militarization of law enforcement. The infamous 1994 crime bill, along with several other pieces of legislation Biden pushed for, expanded mandatory minimum sentence, created three strike laws, and drove up the local, state, and federal prison population. In the 2000s, Biden played a key role in expanding warrantless surveillance, starting disastrous foreign wars and building fences around the Mexican border. Biden's only solution to critical issues over nearly five decades in office has been to grow the federal government in an attempt to remake society for the better. In reality, his agenda has destroyed vulnerable communities and eroded civil liberties. So today, his policy priorities have again shifted with the Democratic political wind. What has held constant is Biden's commitment to bold state intervention in more areas of American lives, and he's never stopped telling us that it's all for our own good. KO4 GST.
Thank you, Robert. KO4 GST. This is KHOI. Well, I'm going to go down to the news station, Nicholas, November 2, Hotel Victor Romeo. I'm looking on QRZ. You have such a strange address. But, sir, welcome. And you're at the bottom of the list here, but we're in round number 2. What say you, over? QTH is Akron, Ohio, and I think your question is, what are you on? You stumbled upon the Liberty Net, so it's a conversational current events net. Over. Nicholas, you're a little light to me in Akron, but I did hear that you didn't want to get that political. But really, that's pretty much what we are, is being somewhat political about the way this election has gone. Over. I think you handed it back to me. I'm struggling to copy you, but thank you for your input. November 2, Hotel Victor Romeo. That takes me to the bottom of the list. I guess I'll start all over for the 73 round. That would put it in my pocket, so I'll be real quick and mention about from the blaze. While the mainstream media has called the election of Joe Biden, Glenn Beck gives a rallying cry to conservatives. Many of the over 71 million people who voted for President Trump are split between frustration and an urge to do something. The multiple allegations of election fraud are largely out of our hands, and the Donald Trump's legal team must be allowed to go through the process to ensure our voting system is fair. I think one of the thoughts in my mind is, if Joe Biden ends up in that office, it will be hard-pressed for us ever to see a fair election or a Republican president again. Back to the article, but that doesn't mean we have to sit on our hands. There is an urgent need to focus on the ongoing Senate races. Glenn has warned us of the left's radical plans should they sweep this election and the wolves are already descending on Georgia. Tonight at 9 p.m., Glenn reveals the desperate measures they're taking to win the Georgia runoff races in January and claim the Senate. Senator Mike Lee joins to warn what will happen in the county if Chuck Schumer, in the country, if Chuck Schumer becomes Senate Majority Leader, and why we must have a transparent process so the American can trust the final count. So in January we have a runoff in the state of Georgia. So like the one gentleman said, all we can do is pray. I know God probably looks down at America and thinks, you terrible sinners, you abort babies up till full term, all of those lives that you've taken, but yet you're waving the flag that Black Lives Matter, so you'll riot and destroy things and kill people in the name of Black Lives Matter. But again, I've said it before, that Black Lives Matter has been around for 7 years. Have they cleaned up one neighborhood? No. Have they put together one food bank and fed a impoverished black district? No. Have they built a school system? Have they bettered a black school district? No. Have they put any black students to college? Have they sent them to college to pay their tuition? No. All they do is riot and raise chaos. So, with that being said, I will click on my little logger here. And next on my list is going to be Mr. Mo, who I can't believe how strong you are in Ohio, Mr. Mo. KD0RSA, the 73 round. What do you have to say to sum up? Over.
KD0RSA, Mo in Nebraska. Well, you couldn't believe how loud I was or whatever, or strong. Well, I did get a AL11H amp. And so that's why I got a few amps going out to you. So that's why I'm a little stronger tonight. I couldn't find a tube for my 102 Harris. Well, I just couldn't find one that I could trust that would work. And they was $1,000 or more just for the tube. Anyway, I appreciate what you fellas are doing and saying, and we do need to keep track of what's going on and put all the roadblocks in the road of the Democrats like they do President Donald Trump, and just carry on and make a mess out of things if necessary. But by all means, keep your powder dry. Sooner or later, the trucks are going to quit running. When they quit cracking, the trucks are going to quit running. The stores are going to run out of food, and people are going to come out of them cities like rats on a floating rug. Anyway, that's about all I got to say, I guess. I got a lot to think about, but I really can't word it like I want to. So I'll just turn it back to you, and I'll stick with Donald Trump as long as Donald Trump is willing to stand up there and fight. I'll stick with him. KD0RSA, back to the net. Over.
Thank you, Mo. Well, the wattage is doing you well. You're a great signal into Ohio. And I think you're meaning like the raft on a cruise ship. They're going to be running wild. So thank you, sir. KD0RSA, God bless you. Let me check and see if Jesse's back, and if not, I'll move on. Over.
Okay, Mr. Bob K8JOY, I am back.
All righty, the Alpha Golf Station is next on your list.
Okay, roger, Alpha Golf, yeah, gotcha. Hey, thanks, Bob. And Mr. Mo, still sounding great over here. God bless you, sir, and thanks for being there. So KD0RSA, great signal out in Nebraska. Hey, Mr. Cody out of Arkansas, Alpha Golf 5, Sierra Uniform. Come on in for the 73 round for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net.
All right, yes, this is Cody, Alpha Golf Sierra Uniform. I am from Arkansas, proudly a veteran, and thank you to all our veterans on this little 73 round that we've scraped together here.
I've heard so far some great points. I also want to maybe state something here that people may have overlooked or maybe not. Most of us are of an older generation. We are no longer the frontline fighters in this war. If it comes to blood and guts, we are not the first line. We are the, I guess you could say, maybe the suppliers. We have to keep our frontline folks, if they're on the ground, we have to keep them supplied, not only physically, but morally, and keep them godly in their search of what they need to take care of. We're going to be advisors. We are going to be the people that are helping these younger folks fight this war. We are going to fight the war, but we have a different role now. We are not the ones that are going to be out there with the rifles unless they're coming through our front door. And then, of course, I say protect yourself and your family at all costs. Think about planning of what's really happening here. Let's be suppliers. Let's be advisors. Let's be mentors to these younger folks. We're going to be the communicators. We are the ones that are running the radios. We're going to be the people that younger guys come to and look for us for advice. We may not have a whole lot, but by golly, we got some advice. I'll tell you that right now. Okay, let's be suppliers. Let's be advisors. Let's be wise in our mentorship. And let's for sure be the communicators to get our voice out to the people maybe on the front line. And the ones on the front line are really going to need us. We may be the front line if it comes down to that. It's going to be really bad if things go crazy here on us. Just keep aware. Keep your family safe. Honestly, a lot of times, don't look the other way, but do not try and stare down the enemy when you have other choices. Coercion is always better than straight-on attack, if you can handle it. This is AG5SU. This is Cody in Arkansas, and I thank you guys for letting me come in here and speak my piece. Just understand, we're not as young as we used to be, so we have a different role in this, what's going on. Stay strong, America. AG5SU.
Okay, thank you there, Cody. And that was Alpha Golf 5, Sierra Uniform, Mr. Cody out of Arkansas. Yeah, choice words there. And you're right. Some of us older individuals out here need to be aware that we are teachers, we are support, we are everything. So you hit on some good points there, Mr. Cody, so thank you for that. And everybody needs to stay vigilant, just like we've been talking about, because we all know what can happen. So let's keep our faith alive and keep praying for this president. All right, this is KG4ZXE in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Let's see, KO4FE, Mr. Bill, what you got for the 73 round, sir? KO4FE, Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-ray Charlie. Yes, Mr. Bill had to wrap it up for the evening, but that's fine. Thanks, Mr. Bill, if you still copy. Appreciate you being there tonight. That was Mr. Bill out of Pennsylvania, KO4FE. And Alpha Zero, Golf Bravo, Mr. Paul out of Missouri. Come on in for your final comment, if you're still with us, sir. Copying, Bob?
Negative.
Okay, hearing
nothing from Mr. Paul out of Missouri, Alfalfa Zero Golf Bravo. So let's take it down to Mr. Larry, N4RO in a Q. What you got for the 73 round, Mr. Larry?
Okay, thank you, Jesse. Good comment there. Mo, you're coming in good out this way. And anyway, I probably need to talk to you about something. Hopefully I can get your number, or you can get my number and give me a call sometime. So we'll try to get a hold of you there, Mo. Okay, regarding Trump fire his defense secretary, Esper. And I can see why. I remember when the Confederate flag issue came up, and this Esper decided to keep the Confederate flag away from all the bases and a lot of different things here. I'll read the article and it'll fill in some more information. It says Trump fires Defense Secretary Esper, USA Today. President Donald Trump fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper on Monday, days after his election, and followed a series of clashes between Esper and Trump over the withdrawal of U.S. forces from key bases abroad, using active duty troops to quell domestic protest and banning Confederate emblems from military installations. Esper, 56, had been serving as Army Secretary when Trump chose him in July of 2019 to replace Patrick Shanahan, who had resigned as Acting Defense Chief after USA Today reported about his tenuous personal life. Trump made the announcement on Twitter. Mark Esper has been terminated, Trump tweeted. I would like to thank him for his service. He named Christopher Miller, the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, as acting defense secretary. Esper's tenure at the Pentagon was packed with controversy and danger. Trump's decision to intervene in the military justice system to avert penalties for troops accused of war crimes, the Navy's firing of Captain Brett Crozier after he sought aid from a COVID-19 stricken aircraft carrier, and the targeting killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, that prompted a counterattack that wounded more than 100 troops. The relationship between Trump and Esper began unraveling quickly. This summer, Trump went so far as mock his name in a briefing with reporters, saying some people call him Yesper, a dig at Esper for what he had seen as his willingness to accommodate Trump. Trump has been pushing for the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan and from bases located in Germany and South Korea, longtime allies. On July the 29th, Esper announced that 11,000 U.S. troops would be leaving Germany, relocating to U.S. and Italian bases. Esper had portrayed the move as a strategic action that afforded the Pentagon greater flexibility in confronting adversaries such as Russia and China. Trump demolished that explanation within an hour, telling reporters that Germany was delinquent in its payments to NATO. Esper differed with Trump over the display of Confederate emblems and names at military installations. Trump slapped him down after Esper had expressed openness to renaming 10 military bases named after Confederate generals. Now, why would this guy say something that he would be open to renaming military installations without checking with President Trump? I mean, he's way over his bounds, saying that he would be open to renaming military bases. And, of course, Trump said that he was not going to rename any of the military bases. All of them were fine like they were. That's when all these liberal Democrats were doing damaging the statues, pulling them down with ropes, and they wanted to get into military base names and Confederate generals' names and all this stuff. and this Esper went along with him on that. So I can see why Trump's been really, really upset with this gentleman. And Esper circumvented Trump on display of the Confederate battle flag at U.S. military installations. Trump has called shows of the flag a matter of free speech and not racism. Esper established a rule that relegated the displays of flags to those approved by the Pentagon. The Confederate flag did not make the list. After protesters marched in cities across the country, including Washington, D.C., following the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Trump urged a crackdown. Of course, I don't believe that was a killing. This George Floyd was on all kinds of high amphetamines and everything else, and he could have died even in custody in handcuffs. That just because he died at that particular time didn't mean the police he was killed. Esper referred to American streets as battle space that governors needed to dominate, a phrase he later said he regretted. But he resisted invoking the Insurrection Act that would have allowed active duty troops some poise on the outskirts of Washington in June to quell disturbances. Now, all the military is really for Trump, and all the police out there, Joe Biden would not even try to mention anyone in one of the get-togethers with Trump. Trump asked him, name one police organization that's for you, Joe. And he just kept on going his merry way on what he was talking about and would not name anything at all, any organization or any police organization that was for the Democrats. And I know that they're going to be for Trump, and if it's the way it's supposed to be, if it comes out that he won the election and it was taken away from him by a big margin here of counting these illegal votes, they're supposed to count the votes that were there, the ballots that were there, the day of the election, instead of the ones that came in later. I think that would be illegal ballots. Count the legal ballots only and not the illegal ballots. I think it might make a whole big lot of difference. And the ones that were sneaked in behind closed doors, it's hard telling how many of those there was. Plus the illegal machines that were set up to count illegally, those need to come out too, and I think they need to recount all the ballots, not just that would show any illegal machines. They recount all the ballots. That would make sure that there would be really a good count if they did that. So anyway, I wish Trump good luck. I'm hoping that he can come out of this as president. I think there was had to be a lot of stuff going on behind closed doors that changed the election around from the night that the election was supposed to be called, and everything changed from Trump to Biden as far as election counting the states that were left. There's no doubt that George Soros and a lot of them put money in this election, and who knows where it all went. But I do know that a lot of money was spent to try to change the direction of to get Trump out, and they tried to do it for 4 years, and if they found a way to do it during the election, I'm sure that they would have tried any way that they could. So back to you up there, Jesse. Sounding good down here. The dog sounded real good coming in. Real good and loud. So you got a good microphone up there. So you take care, and thanks for running the net, you and Bob. So back to Ned from Larry in Tennessee and Florida.
Clayton is a retarded moron.
Hey, it's
thank you, Mr. Larry. And this is KG4ZXC, clear Mr. Larry, in 4ROQ. Have a great day in Tennessee. All right, let's go down to KC2LIX. Sorry about that. I messed it up there the first time. KC2 Lima India X-ray. Mr. Bill, you still with us? If you got anything you want to add to the 73 room. KC2LIX, have a great stay in New York, and well, Biden's in as our president, then we won't have an economy to worry about. I'm not looking forward to him ever becoming any kind of authority figure. Thank you, and this is KG4JXC and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Moving down to KD0MKE, Mr. Carr, if you're still with us for a 73 round, come on in. KG0MKE, thank you for being there tonight. KA3RGM, Mr. Joe, out of Pennsylvania. What you got to wrap it up for the evening, sir? Okay, I guess we lost Mr. Joe, Kilo Alpha 3, Romeo Golf Mike, out of great state of Pennsylvania. And we're moving it down to Mr. Rob, so KO4GST. What you got for the final net tonight, sir? Come on in.
Thank you, KG4ZXC. This is KO4GST, and I got this funny little story. At least I think it's funny. It says, call your mother. The judge says you have to. And it's this little court case where a mother sued her son to make him call her. Gene Rosenbaum managed to get an order requiring the plaintiff, Richard Rosenbaum, her son, to telephone her no less than once every 3 months and to meet her in person at least once each year. To be fair, we should note that her son and daughter-in-law sought an injunction to restrain the mother from contacting the plaintiffs by telephone at their home or at their places of employment and from contacting any personnel at their places of employment. The judge issued such an order, but provided the plaintiff, Richard Rosenbaum, should telephone the defendant no less than once every 3 months, which telephone conversation by Richard shall extend for no less than 1 minute, at least once each year, starting on September 26th, Richard Rosenbaum and defendant shall meet in person at a neutral place to be agreed upon with arrangements to be made by their lawyer or one of the defendant's other children. The order had to be vacated, though, because in this instance, the plaintiff's son has chosen not to keep in touch with his mother. This is a sad and unfortunate situation. However, it takes more than a mere secular tribunal to command filial devotion. So for God's sake, please call your mother, or she's going to see your ass. Go down to McDonald's, meet her. Call her once every 3 months. This is KO4GST. Thanks. Thank you, Liberty Net. Thank you, KG4ZXC and 73.
Okay, very good. Thank you there, Mr. Rob, out of great state of South Carolina. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Sierra Tango. Mr. Rob, thank you for the choice words. You heard, ladies and gentlemen, call your mother.
Hi, this is KG4ZXC, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Let's take a quick pause to see if we have any other individuals that wanted to check in tonight. I got one more
station, but I don't know if I could hear them come in there or not, but we're going to give you a call. But I will take a pause for any late check-in. So anyone else, call now. Okay, hearing nothing. N2HVR, are you still with us out there, sir? Okay, hearing nothing from N2HVR. Well, I guess it comes to the closing of the Wednesday night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Bob, KHALY, do you have anything you'd like to add before we shut down the net?
No, Jesse, I want to thank you for running the net. I've been sitting here making a list of the people that I've sent notices to so that I have a current ongoing list. So I've been typing my little fingers away and enjoyed everybody's comments. It's always a pleasure to hear everybody check in. A total of 14, over.
Hey, roger, roger. Well, excellent. And, you know, without these strong signals and everybody working together and getting and the band cooperating tonight, it made for an excellent net. So thank you, Mr. Bob, and everybody else that checked in tonight. Yeah, 14 check-ins, that's really great. Well, you guys, it wouldn't be much of a net, so thank you for that. All right, to sum it up for the final night, I want to add this one last article off of Gateway Pundits for the 73 round. Michigan witness says many fake ballots in Detroit. Zero Trump ballots, even among the military. Well, you know, I've been in the military a long time, and you got a lot of Republicans and conservative people in the military, and for them not to have one military ballot for our President Donald J. Trump, well, we know it's fake for sure at that point, and there have been some voter fraud, so we just need to be on top of it. Don't ignore it. Don't let this discourage you neither. And but another witness in Michigan voter fraud in Wayne County has come forward to share their story. Kima Kalajindi has said that she observed the ballot count and never saw a single Trump ballot, raising suspicion that the vote was fraudulent. So she's another whistleblower, and she's got this article on Gateway Pundits, and all you guys can read it if you like. But just remember, we voted for the right person, and with that being said, I'll say God bless our president and God bless America. And Mr. Bob, I'm shutting the Liberty Net down at, 12:01. So I'd like to thank each and everyone who participated in tonight. Let's see, I'd also like to thank our great leader and one of our I would like to thank W1WCR, Mr. Vic, one of our founding fathers here on the Liberty Net. Mr. Vic, if you're out there listening, God bless you, sir. And that's Mr. Vic out of New Hampshire, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to also thank N2IRJ, Mr. Marty, N2JTTF, Ms. Laura, and since they're our Mr. Marty, our net manager, and his beloved wife, and we'd like to thank you guys. With that being said, this is KG4ZXE, and I'll shut down the Liberty Net, and thank you, each and every one of you, and God bless America. This is KG4ZXC, and good night to all the ships at sea. And Bob, you can finish it up with whatever. So over to you, and this is KG4ZXC.
Alrighty, Jesse, well, I'll throw this out. Let me see, let me flip it over to this side. So, yes, as Jesse closes the LibertyNet, I wish to thank Mrs. Calabash for a good night, wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors. And if you're still out there listening out in the water, I don't usually like using the word happy, but it is Veterans Day. It just passed, but thank you for your service, because they are listening. And 73s to Mr. Victor, Mr. Marty, Miss Laura. May God bless America. Thank you much. This is KHAY.
KHAY. Bob, give Larry my telephone number. Do you have it?
I do not. Let me see. I'll bet if you wrote it on one of the letters, I'll have it on that.
Anyway, I need to, Larry said I need to contact him, or he wanted to talk to me. So I need to get my telephone number to him. I'll give it to you right now.
I'm ready to write.
308-537-3169.
Alrighty, sir. I wrote it down. I will find the Larry, and I'll give him a call so I don't repeat it again.
Thank you much.
Alrighty. Thank you for checking in, and thanks for getting an amplifier. I like that.
Well, I had to do something, I guess. I was sitting here with just AM radio, and I couldn't get out or whatever.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for checking in. And I will get with Mr. Larry.
Yeah, I'm standing by. Thank you, Mo. I appreciate it. I'll get with you then. When you want me to, I'll give you a call.
Okay, you both doubled, but Larry said he's got the number, and he will get with you when you want him to call him over, or when he wants you to call you over.
He will call me.
Yeah, I'll just call you, or either way, I'm not sure if I got it down right or not there. You might want to text it to me, or you're welcome to call me there, Bob. Have you got my number?
Yes, I do. So, Mo, do you want Tim to call you, and when would you like him to call you?
Just tell him to set a time tomorrow, and I'll be here.
Mr. Larry, what time tomorrow?
How about between 11 and 12? Does that sound all right?
Mr. Bo, how about 11 a.m. till 12 noon?
I believe a double. Go ahead, Mo.
11 and 12 Central Time. That'll be fine.
Okay, thank you, Mo. I'll try you there. If you're not there, I'll leave a number there if you got a answer machine.
I'll be here between 11 and 12 Central Time tomorrow. KD0RSA, thank you, fellas.
Thanks, everybody, and for ROQ.
Hey, Mr. ROQ, I don't know, I'm assuming 2052, is that a home number or is that a mobile number?
That's my cell phone.
Okay, I'll correct it in my, and I'll send you a message right now.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Bob, don't run off.